Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The following content does not reflect the opinions of Fox Sports Radio. Frankly, it shouldn't reflect your opinions either.
Kill the music!
What are you doing?
Kill the music!
Turn off the music!
How many times have we told you? You don't come in with upbeat music when the show's starting on a down note, a foolish producer.
Ugh.
You never said anything.
I wish you never said anything, ever.
Yeah, shut up. Anyway, let's just get into the show. Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco, live from Philly, number one rated show, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, we're going to address, clear up all the lies and misinformation from the Eagles' so-called loss to the Bucs, and we'll also address the fallout from the much more embarrassing Cowboys loss.
Way more embarrassing.
Yeah. Two quick show notes. Don't forget, you know, vote for the show in the Sports Podcast
Awards.
Yeah,
go vote.
You know, which we just found out are run by a bunch of British people.
Yeah.
No wonder they put our show in the comedy category, Tony. They don't understand it.
Yeah, well, I didn't understand the British version of The Office. Much less funny than the American version.
Yep.
Go eat your tea and trumpets and leave us alone.
Yeah. One other show note. The show is now on the radio on 1090 ESPN Radio Los Angeles, 98.5 The Bet in Vegas, and, well, some stations in Hawaii. But, you know, this just proves, Tony, what's going on. These radio stations bringing on our show just to boost their sagging ratings.
Yeah, of course.
And,
what else is
on
new?
On that note, you know, we're seeing something that is just so despicable in our business, aren't we, Tony? You know, two on-air personalities picking fights with each other in what seems to be a sad, desperate attempt to get attention and ratings. Stephen A. Smith and Jason Whitlock. Now, you know, that's something that, as you know, we would never do because our ratings are huge already.
Yeah,
you know, we
don't
need to
do this. So huge.
As journalists, we feel it's our duty, Tony. You know, when a major story like this breaks,
we gotta cover it.
Dig into this public feud between these two very big voices in our industry, and you know, I mean, big in terms of loudness, not importance, of course.
No, of course.
Yeah. Well, we were going to bring both of them on the show, you know, to let them each explain their side of the story, but.
Yep.
the show's only 23 to 24 minutes max. So, you know, that would take about 5 days per minimum. Person at the rate they talk. And, you know, some people did say to us, don't bring Jason Whitlock on the show. It's the last thing anyone needs. So, you know, we decided to find someone who could explain Jason's side of the story and, you know, possibly defend him. But since there is apparently nobody on the planet willing to do that, we've decided to just go ahead and bring Jason Whitlock on the show.
Yeah, it was our only option.
Yeah, but on the subject of options, let's talk about options in eyewear and a message from our good friends at Warby Parker. Do you wear glasses? Then you better listen up to this ad for our eyes.
Yeah, you know, the other day I ran into my Aunt Marie's boyfriend, Nunzio, and he said my Aunt Marie was having trouble seeing straight. And I said, because she needs glasses? And he said, no, because of the hard pounding I... Actually, you know what? Let's just keep going.
Yeah,
we'll finish that story another time.
Special deal for our listeners and viewers.
Yeah.
Get 2% off your purchase. It's so easy to do. All you got to do is go to warbyparker.com/glasses/promotion/radio/PaulieAndTony #1 show/coupon/limited-time-offer And also limited time. They have hyphenated there. So there you go. All right.
Easy money.
Easy money.
Go.
And also, it's time to do one of the segments we haven't done in a while, Tony, but it's one of our most popular, where Paulie and Tony were right.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
All right, first out the gate, the Eagles losing to the Bucks in Tampa, you know, just as we predicted.
Yep,
we said
we
going in,
it.
Right? This looks bad. All that warm, beautiful weather sets up very poorly for a Northeast team. And, you know,
exactly.
We put out a clip after the game that went totally viral.
It
was,
of course.
It's what we call bonus content.
Yep.
So when you think about it, all our content is bonus.
Everything
content.
Is bonus.
Yeah. But, you know, Tony, people were criticizing the Eagles and their poor tackling, but you gave such good insight. Why don't you just remind the people?
As I said, it's totally obvious why the Eagles were so very bad at tackling. Two words, suntan lotion.
Yep.
Our sources told us since they were playing in Florida, they were absolutely lathered in SPF 50 to protect themselves from the harmful UV rays from the sun.
Yep.
Coupled with 92% humidity, that made it impossible to grab anybody. Frankly, instead of criticizing the Eagles, we should be commending them for putting their skin health first. After all, there's nothing more important than player safety.
Such sobering analysis there, Tony.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
Another angle on this game, you know, we've been saying this for years. We all know that nothing that happens in Florida makes any sense.
Totally.
In fact, what happens is the reverse of what should happen. I mean, the 11-win Eagles lose to the 9-win Bucks.
Makes no sense.
You know, you got the legendary coach Doug Peterson goes to Jacksonville and suddenly sucks.
How's that even possible?
45-year-old decrepit elderly Tom Brady wins a Super Bowl with the Bucks.
Defies logic.
The greatest college quarterback of all time is Tim Tebow.
Mind-boggling.
You know, most of the fans at Tampa Bay Rays games are Yankee fans.
Just bizarre.
The best pro teams in a state with 90-degree weather are ice hockey teams.
I don't even have the words. And, you know, frankly, I think that if a game is played in Florida, the outcome should be immediately reversed. So the Eagles right now should be moving on to the divisional round.
Absolutely on point analysis, Tony.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
You know, another thing, in all this finger pointing at the Eagles, people are blaming Nick Sirianni. Well, what about Nick Saban? We've been saying for years he's overrated, and now look at how terrible his quarterbacks are playing in the NFL. Jalen Hurts.
Sucks.
Tua.
Sucks more.
Bryce Young.
Cat piss.
You know, in fact, our sources tell us that Nick Saban retired because he was so embarrassed by his failure to properly prepare his quarterbacks for the NFL.
I hope he's saving all his money because he's not going to make any anymore.
Yeah.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
You know, another thing, people are saying this Eagles season is a failure, but that's because they're not seeing the big picture. We all know in the NFL what matters most. It's not Super Bowls.
Nope.
It's division rivalries.
Division rivalries.
Isn't that right, Tony?
100%. The Eagles can hang their heads high because they got farther in the season than the Cowboys.
Yep.
The Cowboys were long gone out of the playoffs while the Eagles were still alive for a good 21, 22 hours more.
Yep.
That's what matters most. The Eagles were the last NFC East team standing, and it wasn't even close.
Just such undebatable perspective there, Tony.
Yeah.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
You know, talking about the Cowboys, last week we received a lot of blowback when we pointed out that Jordan Love beat Dak Prescott in the most important QB stat of all. And of course, we're talking about intended air yards.
Yep.
Which for you unaware fools out there is an advanced metric, which measures
too
air
advanced
yards
for you.
Whether the pass was complete or incomplete. And, you know, people said to us, oh, well, that doesn't matter. But, Tony, they were proven wrong, weren't they?
The only stat that matters is intended air yards.
Yep.
How can you do anything if you don't intend to do it first?
Yep.
In fact, the more a person intends to do, the better. Don't you want a QB who intends to throw for 10,000 yards? Of course.
Yep.
I mean, I don't want to get political here, but I don't choose a presidential candidate based on what they've done. I choose based on how much they say they're going to do.
Yep.
If they don't promise to fix every single problem plaguing our country, they're not getting my vote. End of story.
Insightful sports and political analysis there, Tony.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
Well, it's time to put on our journalism caps because I see our guests coming on the line, so let's bring them on the Fusco satellite.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, this guy. All right, let's bring people up to speed on what's going on with them. People who have better things to do than waste their time on this story, you know. As we said up top, there are currently two on-air talent in our business picking fights with each other in what seems like an effort to boost their viewers and audience, which, you know, is something we don't have to do.
Never.
Because we have such a robust viewing and listening audience as is, you know, in the tens of millions. But as journalists, it's our duty to dig into this major, kind of major story, to get the truth. Now, originally, we wanted to bring on someone who could explain and possibly defend the behavior of Jason Whitlock, but we couldn't find anyone who could do that. So instead, all right, here he is, host of Fearless on Blaze Media, Jason Whitlock.
Good to be here with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, there's a lot to unpack here, as they say, Jason.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about.
You know,
about.
Stephen A. came out with a book about himself, and then you went and claimed he made up a bunch of stuff in it, specifically about his high school basketball career, which I guess you think is important or whatnot. Then he publicly attacked you, and we apologize to our radio audience here, but we must quote Stephen A. directly for journalistic purposes. He said you are a, quote, fat bastard and a bitch. And they quote, fat fucking piece of shit, and quote, a roach of an individual, and the devil, and the worst human being you'll ever meet.
Yep.
And I'm paraphrasing here, but the worst, most garbage embarrassment to the human race. And again, the gigantic fat fuck. Okay, so that leads to our first question, Jason. How do you respond to these hurtful but somewhat accurate allegations?
They're not hurtful. They're definitely not accurate. I thought Stephen A. Tapped into his feminine emotional energy and talking about, if you see Jason Whitlock, wrap your arms around your soul. He'll snatch your soul. Man, he sounded like a little woman. He sounded like an actor. And he's a bit, not a bit, he comes across, if you watch a bunch of his interviews and you read his book, he sounds like a pathological liar. He stresses the truth about everything.
Yeah, now, what do you say he's lying about? Give us an example here for people who really don't care about this at all.
Well, what I think he's perhaps exaggerating or misleading people, I don't think he earned a basketball scholarship at Winston-Salem State University. I don't believe it. I don't buy it. He says he did it in a one-day tryout in February of 1988, I believe. The guy never... He was on his high school basketball team for a month or two. He never was any type of player.
Yeah, but my question is, why do you care and why should anyone care? I'm having trouble caring.
People should care because he's at the top of the sports media. He's the face of ESPN, and he's a guy that stretches the truth constantly.
Okay, all right, but look at yourself, Jason.
Yeah.
Hold on. You know, you claim to have a college football career.
Yeah.
But it appears nobody has any memory of that happening except for you.
Yeah, bro.
Isn't that a little strange?
No, because there's film, there's pictures.
I haven't seen it.
I looked it up, bro. Couldn't find it anywhere.
You ain't look very hard if you couldn't find it. It's everywhere. Punch my name into Google and go to images. And you can see the little chubby-faced 20-year-old Jason Whitlock in a Ball State uniform.
Hold on. Let me just do that. Hold on one moment. Jason Whitlock, chubby, Ball State.
Uniform, yeah.
Uniform. Not seeing anything. I do see something about going balls deep on a greeting card, it looks like.
Yeah.
But I don't even know how that's related to this.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
What are you looking
up? You know, anyway.
I played with Bernie Parmalee. Played.
Oh, right. The great Bernie Parmalee, of course.
I played against Joel Smingy.
Who's next? Bob, I've never heard of you.
What?
Dick, nobody remembers you. Was that someone you played with too?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the number one draft pick in the NFL in 1990? I think his name was Jeff George. We were high school teammates and friends. My football history is documented.
That's the name you want to peg yourself to? Okay.
Jeff George, he didn't go to Ball State. Didn't he go to Illinois?
Yeah, he did. But we played high school football together. We grew up together. He can vouch for me.
Well, we invited a bunch of people on the show, and they all turned us down.
We should have invited Jeff George.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. This interview would have been better right now if it was Jeff George.
He set y'all straight and gave y'all the truth. You should have invited Jeff.
Okay, but here's what I want to know. You know, you're taking shots at Stephen A. He's got this book. It's a bestseller. It has 1,762 reviews. Meanwhile, we looked up your last book. It's got 7 reviews and currently ranks 4,228,944 in all of books on Amazon. I don't really have a question here. I just want to see, aren't you jealous? Is that what's going on?
I'm not jealous. And if you're talking about my collection of columns book that came out in 2000 or 2005 or whatever, I can't even remember. That's not...
Oh, see, not accurate with dates.
It came out 20 years ago or 25 years ago.
Oh, but you'll attack Stephen A. for his high school basketball
career.
Yeah,
for his half a point or half an assist.
How you average 1.5 points in one game? Can either one of y'all do that?
Well, hold on. You know, did you consider that maybe they got some, like, eighth grader, some moron to score the games and he didn't know math?
This is college I'm talking about. This is college where he averaged 1.5
points. You know, frankly, let's just not get into this because everybody's bored with this part of the story, Jason, all right?
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Jason, about your career, right? I was surprised that you're attacking someone in sports because I thought you were out of the sports business.
Yeah, you're in the politics
business. Shouldn't you be attacking, you know, that woman on NBC with the glasses, whatever her name is?
Rachel Maddow? Have you not been paying attention? I've never left the sports world. Oh. Who spent all college football season telling you exactly what was going to happen with Deion?
I don't
Sanders
consume your content just like
football
most of America, Jason, so please.
Who told everybody knows I was the only guy standing out there telling you Deion Sanders was going to be a flop, that their 4-0 start was meaningless.
We didn't bring you on here to talk about any of this, please. Our ratings are going down. We need to focus on the topic. All right, hold on.
Yeah.
Let's get to this. Dan Le Batard, on his show, he said, there are people out there that if they saw you in the street, they would run up and punch you. So that leads to a two-part question. Who are these people? And two, do you think they'd be potentially interested in, you know, a pay-per-view cage match with you that we could arrange, you know, just for journalistic purposes?
I think you're talking about Mike Ryan. And
who?
Dan's sidekick minions says that he'd beat me up. And he sounds just like another Stephen A. Smith. A guy talking tall trash. Look, man, I'm 56 years old. I'm not fighting anybody. I live in a state. You got a right to carry. Dan and these guys live in a state in Florida where you got a right to carry. They make guns for old people like me, so we don't have to do any more fighting. So
basically, anyone comes up, you're shooting everybody. Just boom, 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 boom.
I'm just saying. I live in a red state for a reason.
What if someone's like, oh, can I have your autograph? Boom, 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 boom.
If someone attacks me, yeah. That we still have a right to defend ourselves in this country. Yes.
Oh, so, you know, and again, this is just for journalistic purposes. Are you saying that you would shoot at Stephen A. Smith if you saw him? You know, I don't want this becoming like, you know, some kind of clickbait headline on Yahoo Sports or Yardbacher, but it does sound like you were saying Jason Whitlock will shoot Stephen A. Smith, announces it on number one Fusco show. Is that what you're saying?
What I said was I would flick Stephen A. Smith on his forehead and he would fall over crying in a fetal position. I would pimp slap Stephen.
You know,
A.
we find this very troubling. This is like shades of West Coast versus East Coast beef.
Yeah, you're like the
Biggie
Smalls
and Tupac.
Right?
Yeah, you're Biggie, obviously. Well, do you want to repeat that kind of history?
I do not, but you know, these guys want to bring smoke to me.
This does seem like it's escalating into rap wars, except just not as glamorous or as interesting.
Yeah, it's not a rap war on my end. I got nothing but love for any of these guys. I'm not looking for trouble from anybody, but guys want to talk tough and bring it to me. Okay.
Well, how do you respond to the allegations that you are doing this just for views?
Yeah.
But actually, hold on. Before you answer that, don't forget you can get 20% off in the official Fusco Show merch store January 24th to the 28th. Okay, Jason, now go ahead and answer that question.
I think they're truthful allegations. How about that? No, yes, everything I do on my show
is about
getting viewers.
There you go.
I tell the truth on my show because truth is in such short supply. And so, yeah, I'm exposing the truth about Stephen A. Smith. He's a plant. He's got a fictional background and narrative. Cat Williams, in his interview with Shannon Sharp, was pointing out these people. And I just pointed you to one in the sports media world. No different than Kevin Hart, no different than what Cat Williams was talking about.
Jason, I gotta say, I'm very concerned about what you're doing here. You know,
yeah, we're concerned here.
You know, as Stephen A. said while he was calling you a fat bastard, you know, we're all part of the sports media community, and it's important that we all treat each other with respect.
Yep, we're a family.
So we're gonna do one last thing here. We want you to look in the camera. You know, there are a lot of people in this business who look up to sports journalists. They don't look up to you mostly, but they look up to sports journalists.
Yep.
And they're looking to you right now to set an example. So just look at the camera and apologize to Stephen A. Smith and let's just settle this beef right now. Come on.
Stephen A., had I known you were not man enough to handle a book review, I would have never written and talked about your book, Straight Shooting Lies, I think is what it's called. A memoir.
In the bestseller, Straight Shooter. Keep going. Get the title right, Jason. This is part of the apology. So, go.
Yeah. So, Stephen A., I apologize that you're not as manly as Mitch Albom. I wrote a tough review of his book.
Okay.
You know
okay,
what,
that's it.
You don't want to take advice from
anyone. We tried to help you.
I'm apologizing.
Here's some advice.
Yo.
You're off the show.
You're off the show. You went locked out for good.
More like dimwit.
See ya. Yeah. Off the show.
Fusco Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
You know, we're never having that fool on this show again, period.
Yeah, we're going to block him from ever coming back here again.
Good one, Tony. Great way to wrap it up. Because we're not going to let him ruin, which was a terrific show. Of course, we want to thank our good friends at Warby Parker.
Thank you. Are you kidding me? Producer Jay. Yeah,
the person who makes Jason Whitlock look like a tolerable person.
Yeah. What do you want?
You said Tom Brady was 45 when he won the Super Bowl with the Bucks.
Yeah, remember it well, bro.
Do well.
No, you don't. He was only 43 years old. He was 45 when he retired.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to show you a 45. My gun.
Yeah, and go check out the wheels on your car. It's also going to need to be retired.
Oh, good one, Tony. He's done.
Hurry up.
When you were listing former Alabama quarterbacks playing in the NFL, you left out Mac Jones.
So, what's your point, bro?
Yes, so?
My point is that maybe if you actually bothered preparing before the show, you would have remembered to include him.
Oh, well, see, there's a reason for that. I was too busy preparing your funeral.
Yeah, and don't worry. If there's one thing we'll remember to include, it's the bullets in the gun we're going to shoot you with. Oh, look out, Tony. Oh, he's done.
No, let's get out of here. No.
What?
At the top of the show, you said the British phrase was tea and trumpets.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, that's what they say over there, bro.
It's tea and crumpets. I'm going to go out on a limb and assume you've never been to England.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're going to go out on my balcony when I dangle you over it.
Yeah, and I know one place you've never been. Between a woman's legs. Oh, he's done. Great one, Tony. Here's another great one.
Guess who's coming on the show next week? Just booked. Eagles legend, Super Bowl hero Nick Foles will be here. Great news.
Don't
forget, vote for us in the Sports Podcast Awards.
Yeah, go vote.
Let's
tell all your friends to
America
vote.
There.
Yeah.
And support our merch store. Follow us on TikTok, all the major platforms.
Go buy all the merch.
And Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.